The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Let's start with the UN Assembly, the Summit on Climate Emergency, which will be attended by our Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and also by others, including US President Donald Trump, apparently will be going. John Gibbons, the environmental journalist, starts with us. And John, there was an announcement today which some people are saying is significant, others saying not so much so, but an announcement from Leo Varadkar about the exploration for oil in our national waters. What does he have to say?
It's very interesting, Matt. What Leo Varadkar has announced, and obviously this is his big set piece, if you like, ahead of the UN, is that Ireland is basically withdrawing, if you like, licensing for oil exploration off the Irish coast. And it's quoting the Climate Change Advisory Council. It's basically saying it's taken the advice of the Climate Change Advisory Council. Now, the devil is in the detail here. Ireland doesn't have any oil reserves. We have never brought onshore any commercial oil finds. So therefore, what Leo Varadkar is agreeing to give up doing is something that we've never done.
But that said, now, in fairness, there have been companies still applying for licences, exploring in the hope of striking oil.
Absolutely, Matt. But how long have we been at this now? 30, 40
more,
years?
50,
maybe more.
50 plus years.
It could be 50. So I think Leo Varadkar is I think it's very clever. Obviously, there's plenty of natural gas off the coast of Ireland, and he has deliberately left that out. Now, I was reading over the Climate Change Advisory Document, Council advice on this, and what they said is, yes, we can continue to explore for gas as a so-called transition fuel, which, by the way, I would completely disagree with them about. However, they did say in the small print, on condition that we have a method for capturing the emissions from that gas. Now, I'm pretty sure nobody in Ireland is capturing emissions from gas. In fact, nobody anywhere is capturing emissions from gas. So unless this was to actually extend to include a moratorium or a ban on gas drilling as well, really this is a very, very clever, I'd even suggest, a slightly cynical statement. He's basically agreed to give up finding something that we have never found in Irish waters.
Lord, let me be pure, but not just yet.
Absolutely. As I say, Matt, if Leo Varadkar was serious about this, he would today have announced a moratorium or a ban on fossil fuel exploration off our coasts. And that would be a big deal, because you probably noticed that groups like the Irish Offshore Operators Association have been putting huge resources into a media blitz, hyping up the need for so-called energy security arising from this. And of course, this is a massive distraction from what we actually need to be doing here, which is ensuring energy security by developing zero carbon energy sources like...
But John, in some respects, does this sum up what's going to happen at the United Nations Climate Summit? That there's going to be an awful lot of lip service paid to the idea of saving the planet, but then when it comes to practical measures, damn all will actually be done, because the belief of politicians is that people will not want their standards of living adversely affected in a consumer way by any of the actions that the politicians take.
I'm afraid you've really got it in one there. You know, everybody wants to go. I mean, Enda Kenny, for example, Leo's predecessor, went to the UN 4 or 5 years ago, and he made a fine speech. He talked about the hand of history being on our shoulder, the clock was ticking, we have to act now. He didn't mean it at all. And in fact, I'm sure his cabinet colleagues were literally snickering as he said it. It was just...
Well, sorry, we don't know. We have to take it. He may have meant it, but maybe he didn't actually intend implementing it immediately.
Well,
we can't be ascribing motives to he said something that he didn't believe.
I think we can, Matt, because the journalists who accompanied him to the UN... Kenny took them aside afterwards and basically said, none of this is going to happen. And this was written up at the time. And I remember reporting on this with my mouth open. Now, I'll confess, I wasn't in New York with him. I can't say, so I have to rely on the accounts of the journalists who were. But Kenny essentially took them aside for a private briefing, or his people did, and said, look, don't worry, this isn't going to happen. This is just soundbites for the UN. Because, look, every politician loves to get on an airplane, fly to New York, and make a big speech in a big room in front of a big audience. Now, Leo Varadkar... mentioned in his statement ahead of going to New York today, and I'll quote you for this, Matt. We're inspired by children and young people who have embraced this cause and kept it at the top of the agenda, and the government has heard the views of the people. Now, Leo Varadkar had a wonderful opportunity to engage with around 20,000 young people on the streets of Dublin on Friday last. Now, where Leo Varadkar was on Friday last, in fact, he was in Knock Airport opening a runway extension financed by... Irish taxpayers. So that was really, he was saying on the one hand, I'm behind the kids, but I'm not prepared to go along and meet them, to show solidarity politically. And these, I mean, as you know, Matt, politicians, they're all about optics. Leo Varadkar knew full well, for example, if Leo Varadkar decided last week not to go to the ploughing match, if he decided it was more important to be somewhere else, that would be front page news, and the farming lobby, rightly so, would be up in arms about it. So when Leo Varadkar decided to be on the other side of Ireland, when the biggest climate march in history was taking place in Dublin, he was sending out a signal, a political dog whistle, if you like, to his followers. Lads, don't worry about it. I'm not interested. I'm on your side. I'm with the fuel drillers. I'm with the diggers. I'm with the peat cutters. So I'm on your side. And Leo is really sending the message, I'm a safe pair of hands politically. I believe in low taxes and this old climate nonsense. I'm not really that into it. But look, I have to go to New York like Enda Kenny. I have to give the big speech in the big hall. But listen, nod's as good as wink. We'll sort you out when I get back.
OK, well, the government would argue that it's got a climate action plan, but we won't get into that now. What I want to hear from you is, John, what do you expect will emerge from the UN meeting this week? Greta Thunberg has been giving her presentation in the last hour or so, I believe. She'll get an awful lot of attention. But what concrete things will... No, concrete's the wrong word. But what things will happen as a result of this assembly this week?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General, he put it very well. He's really led on this. And he has said, we are losing the race. He said, climate change is running faster than we are. This is getting worse by the day. And I think most people who've been paying any attention to the news over the last 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, will realise that climate change is quickly sliding into climate breakdown, and all the evidence is piling in behind this. For example, the World Meteorological Organization has just issued a report, again, to coincide with this climate meeting. And again, what they're saying is climate change is accelerating, carbon dioxide levels are rising, sea levels are rising, ice sheets are melting faster than even the experts had warned. That what they're saying is we're moving quickly into a period of tipping points, self-propelling, self-perpetuating tipping points. Now, we knew that life beyond 1 degree centigrade was going to get dangerous. We're at about 1.1 degrees now. 1.5 is the real danger point, but that's so, so close. And you asked me the question, what's going to happen in New York this week? Unfortunately, what I believe is going to happen is we're going to have a bunch of speeches by politicians like Leo Varadkar, who are going to speak out of one side of their mouth about the need for climate action. But ultimately, what they're not feeling yet is the pressure, the real pressure from the public that is allowing them to feel that they can go back and stand up to the vested interest. I mean, for example, if Leo Varadkar was serious about tackling our emissions in Ireland, which are, even by European standards, they're really, really out of whack, he would have to take on two lobby groups, the transport sector and the agriculture sector. Both transport and agriculture emissions in Ireland are rising at a time when we're mandated by law to reduce them. There is no political oversight on this. Richard Bruton has made some sounds and noises, but between himself and Leo Varadkar, there is no will at cabinet level to actually take on the transport lobby. And again, Leo Varadkar, by showing up at airport openings, by endorsing the extra runway in Dublin Airport, by pouring hundreds of millions, for example, into the Galway bypass, what they're saying is, business as usual, lads, is safe with us. You don't have to worry about radical transformation. We know, Matt, for example, absolutely and without doubt, that we have to have what's called a modal shift in our transport sector. We need to put high-quality, connected public transport number one, bicycles, pedestrianisation number two, and the private car a distant number three, and this has got to happen. And
okay.
What we've heard instead is electric cars, electric cars, electric cars. This is not a modal shift. This is simply a shift in language.
We have to put that out to listeners at 0874100102 to give you the last word by text or by WhatsApp. John Gibbons, environmental journalist, thank you very much for being with us.
The last word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.